Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, this Monday morning finds us in kind of an awkward position here in the U.S. in that we have an apparent president-elect in Joe Biden. But the current president has not yet conceded. He is challenging the election in many states, and there will likely be recounts. So the current president thinks that he's still got a shot at hanging on, but the president-elect needs to basically transition into power if, in fact, he does become sworn in as the 46th president in January. Here to help us sort through this in Wilmington, Delaware, is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Wilmington is still kind of the heart of the transition. This is the de facto government, I suppose, down here in Wilmington. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are both still here. They'll meet today with their COVID task force via video conference from these folks around the country. It's a 13-member panel. We're also going to be introduced to those people, find out who they are. They're health specialists and public administration specialists around the country who are guiding Biden Harris through COVID-19. They've been meeting with this panel for some time, and they'll be getting recommendations on how to handle it. Biden has put that as job number one for his administration after January 20th's inauguration.
A lot of conversation, too, about who might serve in a Biden administration, who some of the cabinet members might be. But it's just speculation at this point, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And in fact, Biden can't even start to interview or vet people for possible cabinet positions until the General Services Administration releases about $10 million in taxpayer funds that are used for that purpose. That's the transition a pot of money that's used for that purpose. Now, they do have office space set aside already in the Herbert Hoover Building in Washington. The Commerce Department sets that aside, so they can at least start setting that up. But beyond that, the GSA hasn't turned the keys to anything over to Joe Biden.
It's really unusual because this transition process is lengthy and complicated. It's not easy to change presidents, and that's why it takes a whole committee and an office and about $10 million in federal funds to do this. One wonders at this point, Jim, how long will this drag on, and will there be an effective transition at some point?
Well, yeah, you know, the decision is supposed to be nonpartisan. It's not something that has anything to do with politics, or it's not supposed to. The person at the head of the General Services Administration is a Trump appointee, and she has to, in legal terms, ascertain who the winner of the election is. Now, with the lawsuits still being filed around the country and votes still being tabulated, the president having not conceded yet, that I think she's in a difficult position to say, okay, Joe Biden is the winner now. Here's your $10 million to start the transition process. There's no legal deadline that she has to follow either. You remember in 2000, it took about a month for that election to finally be settled by the Supreme Court. And the Clinton administration didn't turn the GSA funding over to the new Bush administration until that finally was wrapped up. So it was about a month delay.
Hmm. Going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. By the way, Jim, what's the mood like in Wilmington? This is not a huge city, but it was the epicenter of the world over the weekend, wasn't it? It still kind of is.
Well, yeah, it is, considering that that both of them are still here. The Chase Center was finally broken down from the big poll watch and victory party that was held there, the drive-in celebration. So in that way, things are getting back to normal just a bit. But yeah, life is going on as usual here. I'm sitting on the edge of Biden's neighborhood. We're waiting for the motorcade to come and join in and go down to the Queen Theater downtown. But, yeah, I think they enjoyed being in the basking in the spotlight for that time. And you know, Biden is well-liked around this community, well-known by just about everybody in town.
Really interesting to see this all play out. Jim, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul.